before I got into land investing, I was a very unhappy, quite miserable investment banker. So I worked in mergers and acquisitions with private equity groups. And I had a 45-minute commute to work and back. I was micromanaged. It was long hours. It was high pressure. And it got so bad for me that I wouldn't get the Sunday blues anticipating Monday coming around. I'd get the Friday blues anticipating the weekend going by really fast and having to be back at work on Monday.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. And we'll also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Hi, it's Anne Nelson, your host for today's show. And today we're going to be looking at real estate investing. And I love real estate. It's been kind to me in the past. Today's guest, Mark Podolsky. Mark has gone from being in a high-stressed corporate job to having a successful land investing business. That's right. He doesn't own any houses. He's a land investor, and he has done quite well out of it. Mark has gone on to become an author, a podcaster, and the inventor of a startup company, some software that looks at collecting recurring payments. It's an interesting journey and an interesting story. So welcome to the show, Mark.
Ann Nelson, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, you haven't always been a successful real estate developer, have you? So how did you start out in life and what was your journey?
Sure. So before I got into land investing, I was a very unhappy, quite miserable investment banker. So I worked in mergers and acquisitions with private equity groups, and I had a 45-minute commute to work and back. I was micromanaged. It was long hours. It was high pressure. And it got so bad for me that I wouldn't get the Sunday blues anticipating Monday coming around. I'd get the Friday blues anticipating the weekend going by really fast and having to be back at work on Monday. So our firm hires this guy, and he's telling me that on the side, he's going to these tax deed auctions. He's buying up raw land, pennies on the dollar, and he's flipping them online, and he's making a 300% return on his investment. Well, I'm looking at companies all day long, and a great company has 15% EBITDA margins or free cash flow. Great company. Your average company is at 10%, and I'm looking at companies all day long less than 10%, so I kind of don't believe him. And I've got $3,000 saved up for car repairs. I go to New Mexico, and I do exactly what he says to do. I buy up 10 half-acre parcels of land at an average price of $300 each. I do exactly what he tells me to do. I put them online. They all sell for an average price of $1,200 each, 300%. It worked. So I took all that money, and I went to another tax deed auction where I live in Arizona. And again, this is the year 2000, so there's no one in the room. There's no competition. I'm buying up lots for nothing. I'm buying up acreage for nothing. And over the next 6 months, I sold all that land, and I made over $92,000 cash. So I said to my wife, I said, honey, I'm going to quit my job, and I'm going to invest in land full time. And she said, absolutely not. So I said, okay, fine. You know, she was pregnant at the time. So I did land investing on the side as a side hustle for 18 months until the land investing income exceeded my investment banking income. And then I quit, and I've been investing in raw land full time since 2001.
Right. That's an amazing story. And I could understand what your wife was thinking. What, are you crazy? Can you just explain back up how these lots came up cheap? You said something about a tax lien. So just to clarify what you're talking about.
Right. So in the United States, if you don't pay your property taxes, then the county will auction up your property for the back taxes. So the properties can go very, very inexpensively because a lot of people don't want raw land. They want houses. So there's almost no competition. So that's how we would get it so inexpensively.
Right. And is it still widely available today, all this land like that?
Yeah. So we probably do about a deal a day. And the way that we do it is now we don't go to auctions. So we go straight to the landowner. And what we do is we look for people that live not in the state they own the land and owe back taxes. So we know that there's no emotional attachment to the land, and we know that they're distressed in some way, because when you don't pay for something, you don't value it anymore, and they haven't paid their taxes. So before it goes to auction, we'll send them an offer letter, and we'll say, hey, we want to buy your property for, let's say, $2,500. So what I'll do is, in that example of $2,500, is I'll do what Warren Buffett would call a 300% margin of safety. So in our example, if the comparable sales for the last 12 months were $10,000 for that property, then all I would do is divide by four, and I would price it at $2,500. And this way, I'm not playing like the appraisal game saying, hey, I'm interested in buying your land. They're like, oh, I'm interested in selling my land. And I'm on the phone all day long negotiating. So these are real people that really want to sell because they're getting an actual offer. 3 to 5% of people will actually accept that offer. And then we'll go through due diligence. So we'll make sure that they actually own the property. There's no liens. There's no encumbrances. There's no breaks in the chain of title. The property taxes aren't too high. And we'll go through a full checklist. And then we'll buy the property. And now that we own the property, we have a built-in best buyer. Do you know who that is? So I just bought that property. So who's going to buy that property from me? Because we sell this property in 30 days or less. Do you know who it would be?
The county.
No, not the county. See, Anne, you didn't know I'd put you on the spot like this.
No, the seller.
No, the neighbors. The neighbors. So we'll send out neighbor letters saying, hey, before we go to the general market with this property, here's your opportunity to expand your holdings, preserve your privacy, and know who your neighbor's going to be, essentially. So oftentimes the neighbors will buy that property. Now, if they don't buy it, we'll go to our buyers list. If they don't buy it, we'll go to Craigslist or Facebook buy sell groups. And so typically within 30 days or less, we'll sell that property. Now, the magic is how we sell the property. Because, again, the comparable sales are $10,000, but I paid $2,500 for it. So what I'll do is I'll sell it to you, Ann, for $2,500 down, and then I'll owner finance the balance. And so it might be I might get a car payment of $449 a month and 9% interest over 7 years, right? And so for the next 7 years, you're going to pay me $449 a month. And now I've got passive income of $449 a month. I don't have to deal with a renter, no rehabs, no renovations, no rodents. And I've gotten my money out on the down payment. Now, sometimes I don't get it on the down payment. I usually go 6 months out. But within 6 months, I'll get my money out. And then the game I play is, can I create enough of these land notes where the passive income exceeds my fixed expenses? And then I'm working because I want to, not because I have to. And with the beauty of software and automation, I only work 2 hours a week in my business because it's all automated. Well, I should say all automated, 90% automated.
And what price did you sell it for?
The property?
Yeah.
Yeah, so in our example, $10,000.
Right, okay.
Right.
Well, it seems like you've got all the angles covered, and I can understand what you mean. I've just I own a house and it has a swimming pool, and I've just had to pay a leak detector to come and find where the holes were in the vinyl lining. Your house can cost you more money than what you think from any sort of funny angle.
Right, right. And there's almost no competition in land investing because you won't go on TV and see, you know, flip this land because it's just me in front of a computer. It's not a very visual medium. There's 3,007 U.S. counties. There's billions of acres of land and literally no one doing it. No hedge funds, no private equity groups, no big money. So it's a tremendous niche.
It's amazing that you've got your system so well worked out, I suppose. So you've got the system of finding the property, and then you've got your system to buying the property, and then you've got your system of financing.
Correct. Correct.
So what else can you share about your system? And you must have a lot of spare time on your hands as well.
Yeah. I just wrote a book titled Dirt Rich that's going to be coming out in about 3 to 4 weeks. And so in that book, I really lay out step by step how I did this and my entire story. But yeah, so what I do at that time then is really I try to give back and mentor people as much as I can and basically manage my own company. So I have a software startup called geekpay.io that automates payments from borrowers to lenders. So if you're collecting money from somebody on a monthly basis, well, there's not very many systems out there that will do the calculations, the amortization, the interest. And this is all web-based and very inexpensive. And so what I do with my time then is really just try to continually develop my software, my systems, and build my team, and then give back as much as I can.
Well, that's interesting. What's that called again?
Geekpay.io.
Right. And does it work for anything, like any type of loan?
Yeah, it'll work for any type of loan. So used car dealers could use it. Anyone that's charging any type of interest, it would really work. If you're doing recurring payments, it would still work. And you could hook it up to ACH, which is like a check, which has a much lower rate than a credit card. But if the ACH fails, we can have multiple payments on file. So if the ACH does fail, it'll charge their credit card as a backup. So we really lowered our default rate about 50% using the software.
That's interesting.
The default rate used to be 8%. Now it's at 4% for me.
And when you self-finance anything, or with you particularly your land deals, do people, what's the average? Do they go the full length of time, or do they pay them out earlier, or?
Most people go the full length of time. I'd say less than 3% end up paying off early.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. What a way to create an income stream for yourself.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I've got a podcast called The Best Passive Income Model, because I don't know of anything better. It's a one-time sale, and then we get recurring income every single month without any headaches.
Can anyone use it? Can people from other countries use it, or is it only set up for the U.S. market?
Yeah, I've got clients who, you can do this from anywhere in the world. So essentially, if you're, let's say you're in Australia or England, right? Well, we teach you how to buy U.S. land. Now, anyone can buy U.S. land. The only issue is that you still have to pay U.S. property taxes on your gains. So that's one issue. Then the other issue is, you know, basically the mailings and the legal work, which we teach you how to use a virtual mailbox. So you can do that. And then you give someone US-based, what we call limited power of attorney, to sign deeds for you and deed over property. But other than that, it's really simple. We've got clients who they replace their income in land and they quit their jobs and they're traveling around the world and they're doing this business with an inexpensive laptop and an internet connection and just traveling and enjoying life and building up their passive income.
So they never see the property.
I've been doing this full time since 2001. I can't tell you the last time I looked at property. It's all done virtually.
Right. And with a foreigner trying to do this system, do they have to have a company, like a, was it an LLC?
They don't have to have a company. It helps to have a company, especially to mitigate their taxes, but not necessarily. You don't have to. Now, to use GeekPay, you will have to have a company.
And with GeekPay, say I wanted to sell something else in Australia, sell someone a car on time payment, could I use GeekPay?
You could. You absolutely could.
That's interesting. And do you have a recommendation of the level of deposit you require?
Well, when you set it up, you would tell the bank what to expect. So the bank is looking for anything outside of those parameters. So if you're saying, hey, look, my average payment's going to be $500, and then you get a $7,000 payment, they're going to take a closer look at that $7,000 payment. But if you keep it on the average of $500, then it'll go through just fine.
Okay. And do I need, so I need a bank account, and if I'm the seller, I have to nominate my bank account for the payments to come end up into.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Right. I think I've got this. Well, it's absolutely amazing. And I suppose this has come from your background in the banks, has it? This knowledge of the system.
I mean, it was the time where I scratched my own itch. So there wasn't a good solution because I have hundreds of land notes and all the solutions out there were either bad and expensive and or not web-based. And the way I look at life is I can always make more money. I can't get more time. And so if these systems weren't going to save me any time, then I thought, well, I can probably do a better job and create it myself. And it really eliminates a bunch of headaches that I used to have in note collection. So I don't have to do that anymore. It automates notifications, automates collections. They can log in. They can make a prepayment at any time. They can see their current balance at any time. So they don't have to bother me and ask me, hey, what's my current balance? So there's full transparency. And then I'm assured of getting paid unless they're totally broke. Because if their checking account bounces and the credit card bounces, that's a sure sign that there's something really wrong. But then they get the notification. So I don't have to call them up and say, well, hey, what happened? They know it didn't go through. And then we use a land contract. So if they don't cure their default and pay the penalty in fees within 30 days, I take all the money and I resell the property.
So anything they've paid gets forfeited.
Exactly.
Right. I find this extremely interesting. Well, it's just absolutely amazing that you have created this. You've seen a need. It seems as though the banks are stepping away from a lot of lending these days, doesn't it? I can remember years and years ago, you used to be able to go to the bank and get a personal loan to go and buy your car. These days, they seem to give you a credit card.
Yeah. I mean, you know, as the economy sort of ebbs and flows, you know, credit tightens or loosens. And this way, you know, you're not so bank reliant when you own the paper yourself. And then you can always sell the note. So let's say that you needed cash for another deal. You could sell 12 months of your cash flow to an investor, get your money out of the deal, and then have that money, that passive income, revert back to you on the 13th month. So you can get two bites of the apple, so to speak.
Really? Well, I'm not sure I understand that one.
So let's say that, for example, I'm paying you $449 a month over the next 84 months, and you paid $2,500 for the property. And then there's another property that's another $2,500 that you want to buy, but you don't have the cash now because you're only getting $449 a month. And so you won't get your money out for about 6 months. So what you do then is you sell 12 months of that cash flow for, let's say, $4,000. You take that $4,000 and buy another piece of land and put another note on it. And then by the 13th month, that $449 comes back to you and you start getting the passive income again. So you forfeit the $449 a month for 12 months in order to get the cash. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It's a temporary sale.
Right, right.
It's a partial sale.
Partial sale. I didn't know you could do that either. I'm getting a I'm getting a great education here today. Before we finish then, how do you find these deals to start with? Because you're doing this all online, so you must have another system for finding them.
So what we do is we get the list from the county treasurer or the county assessor. Then we scrub that list and we get rid of all the residential property, commercial property, industrial property. And the way that we can do that is we can sort by use code, which might be VL for vacant land. And now we have all the list of vacant landowners. And then what we'll do is we'll batch it one more time by acreage. So we don't want to send somebody who has 40 acres the same offer as somebody who has 1 acre. So we'll batch it by acreage. And then we'll do our calculation. We'll look at the comps, divide by 4, and we'll send out our offers. And then we know if we get a response rate of over 5%, our offers were too high. And if we get a response rate of under 3%, our offers were probably too low. And that way we can use the data and make quick adjustments. And that way we can really have this perpetual deal flow coming in every single month.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing how someone's investing journey and where it takes them. So in summary, would you just like to finish up now and explain in a nutshell your system?
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking for additional passive income or you want a side hustle or you're somebody who's, you know, retired and looking for something to do, we worked with a guy named Vic Law, 72-year-old retired professor of engineering at Tulane University. His first deal, he made over $42,000 on a cash flip in on some land in upstate New York. So the best place to go to learn more is thelandgeek.com, and you can get our passive income blueprint. You can get our ebook, How to Avoid the 3 Fatal Land Buying Mistakes, and then get our podcast delivered each week to your email inbox and really determine if this is right for you or not.
Well, thanks very much. It's been really, really interesting. I must admit, I have made probably the most money I've ever made through land as well, but I've gotten away from it, but it looks like I might have to have another look at it again.
There you go. There you go.
Thanks very much, Mark, for sharing your journey and explaining your system about how you've made money from raw land.
No problem. And now after this call, I'm going to go eat some Tim Tams in honor of Australia.
Thank you. It's been great.
Thank you.
Great meeting you.
Same here.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.